Agbay special sef nun ches. Top is called pina mimechum lemechum, to go and put from one pot to the second pot. If a person wants to change a pot, he had one pot which was on the fire. Now he wants to go and put it into a small pot and put it back on the fire. The Mogen Avraham says you're not allowed to do that, since the second pot was not on the fire before. But the Mishnah Berurah takes on the lenient, and he says he's allowed to do that on Shabbos. And now he explains all different cases, from putting into different pots, from taking off from one pot, putting into the next pot, when is it allowed to be done on Shabbos. Non ches. Muta lawot mayim imarak. Mikidera omedef al gabe eish. And the kedera acheret or medef al eish gufa k'tula. A person is allowed to go and take food, or if it's soup, or any water, he's allowed to put it on from one pot into the second pot. If both are on the fire, that means the pot which was on the fire till now, he's putting it into the second pot which is also on the fire now. That's the best way, not the best way, that's one of the ways to do it if one has cholent, which is burning, and you're worried that's going to burn, you want to add on water. What does one do? One takes the urn, which was on the fire, and one opens the tap, and then the tap goes and straight from the water, it goes straight into the pot, which was on the fire. That is allowed to be done on Shabbos. In a footnote, he says like this. What will happen if there was something which was not fully on the fire? It was on the blech, further away from the fire. Then he says there is a machlokes, which is going to discuss later on, in Sif Samach Tes, is it considered on the fire or not? But if it won't be considered on the fire, you'd have the problem from putting on something which is not the fire to the fire. So if this water, let's say, which we discussed before, the water, the urn from the water, which is on the fire, there wasn't fully on the fire, it was on the blech, further away from the fire. According to these shitters, which hold it's not considered on the fire, you wouldn't be able to put it on a pot, in the water into a pot which is on the fire mamash, according to these shitters. But according to the other poskim who hold that it's still considered on the fire, therefore you'll be able to put it on the pot, in the pot which is fully on the fire. Yeah. Even if you would want to put it in the pot, which was on the fire, but now you take it off and put it a bit further away off the fire, then you say, let's take the pot, the cholent, put it further away from the fire, put it on the blech further away from the fire, then take this water which was also not on the fire, put it, but only further away, it's on the blech, and put it into this cholent while it's not on the fire. Then afterwards, put it onto the fire. That won't be allowed either, because if it's considered not on the fire, means you're not allowed to put it on the fire afterwards, also, because it's considered kilo, it's not on the fire. As he says, it is a machlekas. We'll discuss this in the Koda later on. If both are on the fire, the water was on the fire, and the chunks is on the fire, if it's considered on the fire, you're allowed to put one from one to the next. Kol azul shel avor mikdeir lekdeir nidunis kechazor. Considered chazor shaya. Tav shel yitzim mikdeir or yishoyna v'chodim v'nechlas lekdeir acheres hoimedes al ha'esh. לכן אם יש גוף הכתובה, היי זה חזורה ומותרס. Now, of course, we're discussing cases when you got a problem from Bishul. Everything is fully cooked. ראי לקמון האורה קופחוף, גימה שבפול הזו של עבור מקדי לקדי יתוכנו חששות נוספות הנוגעות לעשר בשבת של עשר פרובס ובחולף. He says, later on, he'll discuss in the full notes of קופחוף גימה, if there is problems from other problems on the putting from one pot to the next pot, like you'll say later on, could be a problem from Bishul sometimes, could be a problem from Magis, you're stirring it, could be a problem from Basar B'Cholav, if one is Parva and the second one is meaty, like one finds if one puts water on, a lot of times the water is Parva and the pot is underneath the Sveishik. And you have to be careful that shouldn't jump from the Sveish, from the meat to the urn. He says, he speaks about that later on. But if you haven't got the problems which we discussed later on. The whole problem is only Chazorah. If you're taking from one pot which was on the fire and you're putting onto the second pot which is also on the fire, there's no problems from Chazorah on Shabbos. Brackets, in Habor Laot, Maim Chamin Natech Kois, Amnos Lavir Mekadei Achev, in the Kamar Musif. If you don't want to put from the top to the top pot, the pot to the pot, let's say you've got the urn on the fire, and you don't want to take the whole urn and put it on top of the trolley and pour straight from the urn into the trolley. So you want to take it from the urn and put it from the cup into the trolley. Then, we'll discuss it later on, do we say it is allowed or not?